This is a new patient visit. Name of the patient is David Colward. D-A-V-I-D, David. Last name is Colward, C-O-L-V like Victor, A-R-D. Date of birth is 8-9-1962. Date of service is 7-10-2023. Date of birth 8-9-1962. Mr. David Collier is referred by his primary care physician, Muhammad Said, to be evaluated. The patient reports that he is suffering from severe pain for the last 6 years. The chief complaints are severe pain in the right hip, in the lower back, and now also in the left hip. He reports that he was 80 pounds heavier earlier in May when he had a heart failure and swelling of the abdomen and testicle and the whole legs. But with the IV Lasix and inpatient hospitalization, the Harper Hospital, the patient lost 80 pounds. He reports of having x-rays done, MRIs done at the hospital. He also reported that in the previous past, he had a motor vehicular accident, 14 years of age, almost 45 years ago, when he was hit by a car while he was standing at a bus stop. He flew in the air and was in body cast for 1 year. The left leg was short by 1 inch, and he has not seen any orthopedic surgeon, although he has been recommended to have a right hip arthroplasty. The pains are almost reported to be continuous, and they are described as throbbing sharp, heart burning, and aching, heavy, and tiring, exhausting. Pain is varying from 7 to 10, with ADLs being affected to 10. The modifying factor for the pain is worsened by bending, standing, lying down, walking, and improved by sitting and nothing. The patient further reports that this pain in the lower back are going across and also affected into the right and the left hip, and some pain in both the ankles. He is not reporting any pain in the neck or mid-back, shoulders, or knees, or anywhere else. There's no radiation of the pain. He can walk with a limp. He can walk up to a block without pain. He can sit okay, stand with pain. He can sleep while standing. And he has had a history of x-rays, MRIs, blood tests done. He reports of intermittent bladder bowel incontinence and the numbness, tingling, pins and needle, especially at the right hip, which is burning, but denies any muscle weakness. In the past treatment, patient reported that he has not had any treatment with any therapist, acupuncture, chiropractor, injections, or epidural injection. He does remember seeing a psychiatrist and suffers from depression. System review is from the chart. I can dictate. Well, in respiratory disease, shortness of breath, sleep apnea, heart disease, irregular heartbeat, chest pain, mitral regurgitation, which is leaking, high cholesterol, high blood pressure. In the GI, he's got a gastritis, black bowel movements, constipation. He's going for colonoscopy. Liver disease, he's anemic. Neurological disease, neck pain from... And very hard for him to sit. Psychiatric, anxiety, depression. Surgical history, patient report that he has got stent in his heart. And this was done at St. John Hospital by Dr. Khaki, K-H-A-K-I, at DMC Hospital also. He had a childhood accident 45 years ago, which led him a shorter leg on the left side by 1 inch, which makes him walk with a limp. Family history, mother is alive and suffers from diabetes, hypertension, knee replacements. Father is deceased due to GI bleed and stab. Siblings, one brother, one sister, no medical problem. Relationship status, patient is single. He lives with his cousin and mom. He was nearly homeless before. Current employment status, patient reports that he lost his house because of no income, and he used to be in paint business, but now he's not working. He is disabled and has filed a federal disability. Although the case is going on, it has not been approved. Personally, legal history, there is no attorneys on this case, and personal history, patient reports of using alcohol, using smoke, marijuana. He has used recreational drugs, including cocaine, heroin, and marijuana in the past. He has a suicidal thought, denies homicidal thought. He reports of anxiety, concentration problem, depression problem, sleep problem, but the mood is reported to be good. He reports that his ADLs are affected as follows. The dressing, walking, standing, running, writing, dialing a phone are affected 10. Cooking in the kitchen is affected 10. Feeding, personal hygiene, toileting, bathing, reaching out to the cabinets, able to lift dinner plates are affected 9. Eating is affected 8. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 129 over 77. Pulse is 97. Pulse ox is 97. Height 5'10", weight is 170. The patient is a 60-year-old African-American male, average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. And he's slightly obese, and he doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath at this time, and no severe pain phases are identified, no severe anxiety or overt lethargy. The patient has good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk well and is mobile reasonably with a cane. And rest of the exam is from the template. Please mention that he has a swelling, pitting edema in both legs, but there are no swelling in the abdomen. Testicles are normal size, and he has lost all the weight. Neurological examination is normal. Musculature examination is as follows. There is a spasm in the quadratus lumborum and trapezius muscle with several trigger points, as well as paraspinal region bilaterally from L1 to L5. Please mention in the chest examination that there is a decreased air exchange and wheezing is not present. Air exchange was slightly diminished, but the lung expansion is reasonably good. Musculoskeletal examination is as follows. The inspection and palpation comes from the template. Spine tenderness. SI joints are found to be tender bilaterally. There is a spasm in the quadratus lumborum and trapezius muscle with several trigger points. Paraspinal muscles are also in spasm bilaterally from L1 to L5. And there is a tenderness and hypertonicity of 2+ is noticed. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 10. Hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermit test, distraction test, protocol test is negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, the Brudzinski-Kernick test was found positive. Straight leg raising test is positive. At 30 degrees, contralateral leg rest test is positive. Breger test negative, Kemp test positive, Levinsky test is negative. Sacroiliac joint, mild tenderness is noticed in both the sacroiliac joint. Standing flexion test is positive, iliac compression test positive, distraction test positive, Faber test positive bilaterally, Gonsalon test is positive bilaterally, Trendelenburg sign is negative. The in the extremities, except for the both the hips, rest of the extremities are warm to touch and well perfused with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose vein. The range of motion for all the joints is normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. The gait is normal and patient is not using a cane or adaptive device. In the hip examination, please mention bilaterally that there is generalized tenderness and there is a crepitations on moving the legs. However, there is no separate swelling, there is no spasm contracture, the alignment appears normal, no contusion fractures are noticed, no valgus varus abnormality is noticed, there is a shortness of left leg on the left side by 1 inch. Log roll was positive, ELLI test was positive, and Thomas test was positive. The knee and ankle examination were found to be normal. Diagnosis, general. E66.9, 150.9, E11.9, 120.9, 182.409, R26.89, R53.1, R26.8, Z79.891, M62.830. In the nerves, M79.2, muscles M60.9, M62.838. In the lower extremity hip area, left and right hip, M25.551, M25.552, M16.11, M16.12. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5, XXA, M48.06, M43.27. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, S33.5, XXA, M54.17. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy has been ordered for this patient to continue for 2 months, twice a day. PT evaluation has been requested. Medications, naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory. Elavil 50 milligram daily at night for sleep. GAD disorder relief, anxiety relief. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Lidocaine gel 3%, 200 gram. Topical pain relief. Narcotic pain medication, Tylenol codeine with number 3, every 12 hours, 30 tablets are provided for pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes, for depression and anxiety and past drug use. Fitness club program, yes. Available MRI, other imaging records. None are available. There is a availability of past medical records from the hospital. In the recent past, 4 admissions to the ER for swelling in the legs, ascites, and scrotum. And it was relieved by IV Lasix. He is found to have a CHF, and it got worsened and has been helped with medication. Intervention pain procedures. None are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, caseworker, none. Past medical records are being ordered, released, and they have been reviewed. Investigations. We are going to wait for the records from the hospital because the patient says he has had an MRI possibly. And then decide. DME, the patient has been ordered a back brace to help with his pain. And if education is yes, weight loss program yes, disability yes, follow-up visit yes, direct contact yes. Thank you.